Barack Obama issues warning, huh? Former President Barack Obama has criticized the Trump administration for revoking the 2009 endangerment finding. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's, no getting around that one, I'm afraid. It's not good. Revoked a scientific finding. Central basis for U.S. action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. The rule finalized by the EPA rescinds the 2009 government declaration known as the endangerment finding that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare. It took us all the way to 2009 to engage in that, to determine that. We knew they were going to do this, of course. This one's been on the chopping block for a while. Legal underpinning of nearly all climate regulations under the Clean Air Act for motor vehicles, power plants, and other pollution sources that are heating the planet. Legal challenges are certain for an action that repeals all greenhouse gas emission standards for cars and trucks and could lead to a broader undoing of climate regulations on stationary sources such as power plants and oil and gas facilities, experts say. Overturning the finding will, quote, raise more havoc than other actions by the Trump admin to roll back environmental rules. Would it be a little bit too callbacky of me to point out that the Trump admin wouldn't have done this if they had simply won in 2020? Return to lead gas. Trump would probably push for leaded gasoline again if it wasn't for the fact that that was a climate decision that he actually respects. All right, EPA finding. This is actually pretty goddamn bad. Hello, Lee Zeldin.
Folks, etc., which the Obama and Biden administration used to destroy countless jobs. The jobs have been just decimated. Although they're all coming back because of tariffs, they're all coming back into our country at levels we've never seen before.
I've seen liberals claim the Epstein files were sealed under Biden. Some of them were, but there was still plenty of information that the FBI or DOJ could have used to go after people affiliated with Epstein. They're referring to, like, for one, leaving aside the fact that they can still obtain those files, like, there was tons of available info. The fact that all these people were, like, customers of Epstein or affiliates with him was not a secret at all. Like, we've known about their associations for a very long time. They've just left it off the hook, you know?
But it raised prices and caused immense harm to the U.S. auto industry.
Industry.
We thought irreparable, but we've got them back. We're coming back now. I was in Detroit, as you know, with Ford, and they had one of the earliest plants from the early 1900s, and it was going to be closed down. And then when I won, they said, let's keep it open for a little while. Let's see what happens. And they just announced, as you know, they're going 24 hours around the clock with that same plant that was going to be closed because of what we've done. For example, under the endangerment finding, they forced the hated start.
God, he sounds so tired. He's so breathy.
Stop feature onto American consumers, which unnecessarily shuts off a car's engine when you stop at a red light. In other words, the engine goes off. That's great. The endangerment finding was also used to impose the massive and really very expensive electric vehicle mandate, expensive in the sense that nobody wanted it. Everybody was going to be forced to buy an electric car in a very short period of time, even though you can't power the car because we would have had to spend $5 trillion on power stations. That's all dead, gone, over. These crippling restrictions were a major factor in driving up car prices to unprecedented levels, and the car that you were getting was not nearly as good. In 4 years under the Biden administration, the price of a new and used car rose more than 22%, all to facilitate the Green New Scam without achieving any meaningful impact on the environment, but making the car worse.
Uh-huh.
That is why, effective immediately, we are repealing the ridiculous endangerment finding and terminating all additional green emission standards imposed unnecessarily on vehicle models and engines between 2012 and 2027 and beyond. This action will save American consumers trillions of dollars and will lower the average cost of a new vehicle by close to $3,000. Think of that. During my campaign, I promised to cut 10 old regulations for every new regulation. And we've exceeded that. We've instead done it 10 regulations. We were able to cut 129. So now we cut 129. So think of that. I promised to cut 10 old.
3,000 off on car prices now isn't that much? Well, yeah, but also, like, he's lying. Every time he's ever said something that he's going to do is going to lower prices, he's been lying. So I don't really see why that would change.
Regulations for every new one. But we did more than 10. We did 129. It's something nobody can even believe it. So we did a lot of regulation cutting in the first administration, a record. Nobody even close to it now. We're actually exceeding it in this administration. The biggest one yet that we've done is happening right now. So perhaps no industry has benefited more from our historic deregulation campaign than the U.S. auto industry.
We
canceled the EPA's absurd, just totally absurd, tailpipe emission standards, which was a disaster for automobile manufacturing, and revoked Biden's emissions waiver that would have allowed California to regulate automobiles for the entire nation. And they're crazy out in California. They have nothing but trouble out there, as you know. That's why people are leaving in record numbers. I also ended Joe Biden's extreme CAFE emission standards, saving the average American consumer much more than $1,000.
I want to clarify something I said a second ago, by the way. There are lots and lots of files that Biden could not have released, like Epstein files that he could not have released, because they were still open from the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. But there was no reason why Merrick Garland couldn't engage in prosecutions. Like, there was lots of information that the DOJ and FBI had been sitting on for ages pertaining to, like, testimonies or previous criminal investigations, or, like, again, like, millions and millions of pages that were not tied up in the Ghislaine Maxwell case that indicated, among other things, murder, sex trafficking, so on. And there was nothing stopping them from going after them on that level. They just didn't want to, because Merrick Garland's Merrick Garland, you know, can't go after the whole deep state. The fact that he didn't go after Wexner and Co. is insane. It has been the decision of like every president to not, like, Obama didn't, Biden didn't, of course Trump didn't, right? Bush didn't. At any point during any of those presidencies, like throughout all of those presidencies, they were getting, the FBI would get like trickled information, witness testimonies, you know, info here, a disappearance here, murdered people here, you know, stuff like that. And every time they just put it in a big bundle, the big old box, you know, and they didn't prosecute. They could have opened up investigations. A million ways they could have gone after that, and they chose not to. They could not have released many of the files when they were open because of Ghislaine Maxwell's case.
When they buy a new car, but now we're talking about close to $3,000. These regulation cuts combined with our tax cuts and tariffs.
Why are they doing it now under Trump, though? Because Congress pushed for it. Like, remember, the Trump admin aggressively argued against it. The only reason it went through is because basically every Dem pushed for it, and enough Republicans were willing to push for it because they were all conspiracy brained and had been hopped up on years of propaganda about how they're going to take down the deep state and drain the swamp. Their conspiracism ended up working against them, of course. The swamp was just their boss.
The reason why the world's largest automakers have announced that they're going to be spending in excess of $100 billion in the United States in the next very short period of time, building new auto plants. We're bringing our auto plants, assembly plants, and factories roaring back to life, not even mentioning AI and all of the other things. We're building thousands of businesses in the United States. And if you remember, on my first day, they said, if I could ever get the Dow up to 50,000 in my last year, in other words, in the fourth year,
they're gonna put this one in the history books, folks. This is this was the president's speech announcing the revocation of the clean emissions finding. You know, like, this was the big turning point. You know, after this, every single car legally could kill up to 3 infants a day by rolling coal past them.
That it would be an unbelievable miracle, but don't worry about it because it'll never happen. They said. And if I could get the S&P up to 7,000, they said, in the fourth year, they said it will never happen. Let's not even talk about it. I have things. Let's not even waste our time talking about it. Well, at the very end of my first year, the Dow hit 50,000. Now it's over 50,000. And 3 days before that, the S&P hit 7,000. So we didn't have to wait till the end of the fourth year. We just waited till the end of the first year. We've never had a country in a position like this, and a lot of it's...
Okay.
16 years ago, an ideological crusade within the Obama administration set off the most costly regulatory power grab our country has ever experienced. The 2009 Obama EPA endangerment finding led to trillions of dollars in regulations that strangled entire sectors of the United States economy including the American auto industry. It claimed new powers over the vehicles we drive, even though the best reading of the Clean Air Act clearly states otherwise. The Obama and Biden administrations used it to steamroll into existence a left-wing wish list of costly climate policies, electric vehicle mandates, and other requirements that assaulted consumer choice and affordability. And who paid the biggest price? Hardworking families, small businesses, millions of Americans who just want a reliable, affordable car to get to work, take their kids to school, or go to church on Sunday. The endangerment finding and the regulations that were based on it didn't just regulate emissions. It regulated and targeted the American dream. And now the endangerment finding is hereby eliminated, as well as all greenhouse gas emission standards that followed. The red tape has been cut. Manufacturers will no longer be burdened by measuring, compiling, or reporting greenhouse gas emissions for vehicles and engines. And the forced transition to electric vehicles is eliminated. No longer will automakers be pressured to shift their fleets towards electric vehicles, vehicles that are still sitting unsold on dealer lots all across America. And as a cherry on top, we are ending the federal government's push to get manufacturers to install that Obama switch, the almost universally despised start-stop feature. There will be no more climate participation trophies awarded to manufacturers for making Americans' cars die at every red light and stop sign. It's over, done, finished. Under President Trump's leadership, vehicle manufacturers can once again build what Americans want, not what politicians and bureaucrats in Washington demand. President Trump campaigned on reviving the auto industry, and he continues to deliver win after win after win, ending electric vehicle mandates, getting rid of the Biden CAFE standards with Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, and securing massive new U.S. manufacturing investments and all the...
One of the reasons why I've arrived at some of my more recent conclusions electorally is that it seems like every good thing Democrats do is literally worthless if it just gets undone by the next group of psychopaths. The only way to move forward on any set of policy issues is the eradication of the Republican Party. And so a Democrat needs to step forward who can do that. Because if that doesn't happen, then we sink to their low forever. That's it. Like, it's not aura farming. It's not fake. It's real. They have so much momentum, even though they're so unpopular. They're doing so much. They're going back decades. They're undoing good precedent that has existed for decades. How could, like, let alone, like, will Democrats undo the bad stuff they do? Will the Democrats be able to build anything that doesn't immediately get unbuilt? Probably not. No. It's essential that the Republican Party be stopped. Will Gavin Newsom stop them? No, I don't think so. If anything, he'll pat them on the back while they get stronger and wait for the next election. If you don't despise the Republican Party, you do not love democracy. And you cannot despise the Republican Party unless you're willing to fight for candidates who can actually take them on.
Jobs that come with it. Affordable cars mean opportunity. That means jobs, healthcare, education, and mobility.
Don't worry about it, my love.
Especially for working families and rural Americans who rely on their vehicles every single day. And this isn't just about making the American economy boom. It's also about restoring the rule of law, a fundamental principle of our great republic. For years, unelected bureaucrats twisted the Clean Air Act into something it was never meant to be.
I'm so sick of everything being for jobs. It's so trite now. Well, the news did come out just yesterday that after job revisions, 2025 was the worst year for jobs in like 25 years, excepting COVID. So I guess they're trying to compensate for it a little bit.
Obama administration twisted itself into some kind of mental pretzel to invoke authority it didn't have and to sidestep Congress. They claimed that 6 greenhouse gas emissions from vehicles, some of which aren't even emitted from vehicles and trucks, contribute some amount above zero to global climate change, what they said endangered public health. But their wild web of mental leaps isn't prescribed in federal statute. The Obama EPA's House of Cards upended the best reading of the Clean Air Act, as well as 50 years of EPA precedent on what constitutes regulable air pollution. In the 16 years that intervened, the Supreme Court has established clear precedent in Loper Bright Enterprises and West Virginia versus EPA. And in light of these Supreme Court decisions and other developments, upon his swearing in last year, President Trump immediately tasked on day one submitting requirements, recommendations, research on the legality and continued applicability of the 2009 endangerment finding. And at Trump's speed, he wanted that research and recommendation turned around instantly. We looked at the Clean Air Act. We looked at what the highest court in the land had said. And we used a very simple metric. If Congress didn't authorize it, EPA shouldn't be doing it. Congress never voted for these climate mandates inside of Section 202 of the Clean Air Act. If Congress wants EPA to regulate the heck out of greenhouse gases emitted from motor vehicles, then Congress can clearly make that the law, which they haven't done for good reason. Today, we dismantle the tactics and legal gymnastics used by the Obama and Biden administrations to backdoor their ideological agendas on the American people.
Why is bro so happy about this legitimately? Because he's beholden to the interests of a bunch of like energy and car manufacturing groups. He's been like this for his entire life. That's the reason he got picked to lead the EPA, because he's on such good terms with them. Seriously, that's his whole life. Again, these people, it's all just money. For these people, it's just about their working connections. He leads the EPA. Yeah, Lee Zeldin.
Following the plain language of the law, we have now realigned EPA's rulemaking to reflect the Clean Air Act exactly as it is written and as Congress intended, not as others might wish it to be. Where our predecessors focused on trying to make and please a few fear-mongering climate alarmists, the Trump EPA is making decisions to benefit all Americans based on common sense.
Like this guy is going to end up having one of the higher death tolls of the Trump administration. In March 2025, the EPA, under him, informed coal and oil-burning power plants they could potentially bypass environmental restrictions by sending an email to the EPA requesting an exemption. By April 15th, nearly 70 coal power plants were exempted. Zeldin also said he would allow coal-burning power plants to apply for exemptions for coal ash pollution. In May 2025, the EPA rolled back limits on forever chemicals in drinking water. Zeldin stated the EPA was dedicated to protecting Americans from forever chemicals in drinking water, but that the agency also wanted, quote, common sense flexibility in the form of additional time for compliance. Stuff like that.
And reality. And the American people are tired of paying the price of political games. Last November, they voted for an administration that would listen to them. They told us that the price of a newer, safer vehicle was too high. They told us they didn't want cars that shut off at every red light. They told us dealers were sitting on lots filled with electric vehicles that nobody wanted or were buying. The Trump EPA listened. We heard you, and we acted. And today's action does not change regulations on traditional air pollutants and air toxics. This EPA is committed to providing clean air for all Americans. Powering the Great American Comeback is based on the singular focus of providing clean air, land, and water for all Americans while harnessing the greatness of the American economy. That's a big difference from our predecessor. We believe that we can and must choose both. If you want an electric...
Also, probably doesn't really need clarifying, but of course, this guy is a deep, deep, deep defender of Israel. Says that they're our strongest ally, has pushed for anti-BDS legislation. Of course.
Vehicle, buy one. If you want a diesel truck, then buy that. If you want a gas-powered vehicle or a hybrid, well, more power to you. That's what freedom and choice look like. We're restoring the rule of law, we're grounding policy in reality, we're giving power back to the American people. And we're bringing back the American dream stronger than ever before. EPA will never waver on its core mission of protecting human health and the environment, and this administration knows we can do that while ushering in the...
And we appreciate it. I think that's... And it's just protect us because in a certain way...
Sorry, my patience ran out. Just put the summary in the bag.
President Donald Trump and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin have revoked the 2009 endangerment finding, which is a regulation by the Environmental Protection Agency that says that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases endanger human health and the environment. It's become a huge source of controversy because environmental groups and public health advocates say that this is something that is crucial to protecting human health and the environment. All of the increasing disasters we've seen since then, wildfires, floods, hurricanes, are made worse and exacerbated by climate change, and the fact that they're trying to deny that
Liberal
shows that
fake news.
The Trump administration is abandoning its core responsibilities. Conservatives and Republicans say that it has caused more regulations that are necessary that can affect the auto industry, that can affect the oil and gas industry, that can affect power plants, all sorts of industries. This is almost certainly going to end up in court and probably will end up in the Supreme Court because
I wonder how they'll rule. They'll still dragging their feet on whether or not Trump gets the power to unilaterally issue tariffs, which is definitely not his job.
Thank you. The Trump administration is preparing what environmental experts are calling one of the most sweeping regulatory rollbacks in modern history. The president plans to revoke the EPA's legal authority to regulate carbon emissions on Thursday. If it's withdrawn, it could upend decades of U.S. climate policy. CBS News national environmental correspondent David Schechter joins us now. David, we're talking about something called endangerment finding. Why does that matter?
It's a kind of a bulky term, but it actually has incredible significance when it comes to environmental regulation. It basically says that it finds that the emissions from our tailpipes and stuff that create carbon dioxide, that that is a pollutant, and that pollutant can be regulated by the United States government. So it is the underpinning of all the federal policy as it relates to trying to get a handle on climate change. And by revoking that, or essentially not enforcing that rule anymore, that would mean that things like our tailpipe emissions that come out of our vehicles, that the government is very involved in regulating, all of a sudden they wouldn't regulate that anymore. That is up to 20% of our carbon emissions in this country comes from that source, which the Trump administration says we're no longer going to regulate.
Why?
Wonderful. But don't states have their own laws on this? Yeah, the good ones. Not the bad ones. And unfortunately, there are still people in the bad ones, and not all of them are bad. A lot of them are bad, though.